calls will still be received for your pledge of $99 for this incredible premium Gary Nell's Red Stuff, along with the Supercharge Your Immune System DVD and the Detoxification DVD. Don't hesitate. It's your life and your life matters. 516-620-3602. Keep calling, folks. Keep calling.
At the Left Forum this weekend, June 2nd and 3rd, check out two documentary screenings with panel discussions hosted by the International Association of Women in Radio and Television. On Sunday, June 3rd, the documentary Reflecting Her will screen at 12 noon, and it looks at reproductive rights in Kenya, India, Poland and South Africa, which will be followed by a panel discussion on movements underway to repeal reproductive rights in the US and the resistance taking place. For more information, check out the Facebook page for International Association of Women in Radio and Television, IAWRT, IAWRT. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jesse Lent, the host of Trump Watch, airing Wednesday nights at 6:30 on WBAI. A BAI buddy is a listener who doesn't just give to this station, but spreads their donation out throughout the year to help us plan for the future and take our current programming to the next level. Right now is a special time at WBAI. We've resolved our dispute with the Empire State Building and put ourselves back on track to having a long and prosperous future with a groundswell of grassroots support. But listeners like you are still critical for our survival. Now more than ever, the structured support BAI Buddies offer is priceless. So go to givetowbai.org today. That's give2wbai.org and become a BAI Buddy. And a big thanks from all of us.
Yo, this is Michael Franti from Spearhead, and you're listening to non-commercial radio in New York. WBAI is the place to turn to.
Peace. Oh my God. Hear my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. Hear my mother got a sleeping genocide singing. Oh my God. Hear my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my. Oh my God, oh my God.
A Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy. He fills it with things that are sweet. A Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy by never forgetting to eat. When it is growly and glummy, the search for the honey is on. The Pooh has a knack for finding a snack unless all the honey is gone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special program today. I am Christine Blosdale, your host, and I have a guest in studio that she is my angel. Have you ever met somebody in your life that since they come into your life, miraculous things happen for the better, and you're so absolutely happy and blessed and thankful that that person is in your life? Well, you're going to get to meet that person who is in studio with me today. Julia Loggins is, again, she is, I call her my angel because she has helped me with so many incredibly powerful healings just recently. Julia Loggins is a colon therapist. Also, I would say she is probably one of the foremost experts on our bellies, on our guts. And she is the author of an incredible book called It Takes Guts to Be Happy and also Dare to Detoxify. And I want to welcome you to the program, Julia Loggins.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Let's let our listeners know a little bit. How long have you been studying the world of our guts, our intestines? I mean, it's such an interesting, amazing story that you have. Personal story, but tell our listeners a little bit.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think, you know, studying the gut started out with just, my mom said that maybe the first full sentence I ever said to her was, "My stomach hurts." So you know, with, I guess that you could say that's where I began my study of gut health, because I was born really allergic to the 21st century. The doctors didn't discover that exact thing right away, but I had asthma, allergies, rheumatoid arthritis. I had, my organs were failing. The doctors told my parents I wouldn't live to be a teenager. And I always had stomach issues. My stomach always hurt, among other things like the asthma, the allergies. But I always had so many gut issues, and I had blood sugar issues. And I didn't realize at the time, the doctors didn't either. I'm 63, so this was in the 60s. They didn't understand that the gut is where everything starts, where illness starts, where healing starts. And it wasn't until...
Even today, they don't necessarily realize that.
Traditional medical doctors are just beginning to grasp the understanding that the gut is where all of healing starts.
Yeah. And then how long have you been in the practice of doing the gut healing, the detoxification program that you do, and also the colonics?
I've been doing that for 35 years.
Yeah.
A long time.
35 years.
So people of all ages have gut issues, especially in this modern day and time when our food is processed and we're dealing with a lot of stress and everybody is super busy and we're not getting a lot of whole foods and moms are busy and dads are busy.
Food combining.
People don't really even know where to start. I remember you and I were taught about the four food groups.
That lie
that milk is good for everybody. And we were taught about this. And so a lot of my practice is education.
Yeah.
And just teaching people how to have a happy belly. And for anybody out there who doesn't have a happy belly and is struggling with gut issues and inflammation and allergies, and you think there's no hope, really there is. It's not that complicated. It's going to take some attention by you, on you. But there's a protocol that really works.
Yes.
And it's simple. And that's what I teach.
And I'm here to testify. I'm here to testify that it does actually, it works incredibly well. And you feel, it's interesting because I think we go through day to day, we just kind of suffer through things. And I will say that you won't realize how bad you feel until you start feeling really, really good.
So true.
Right?
Yes.
And so much of the work that you do at the clinic there, you do the colonic aspect. But then there's this whole other aspect about educating us. And that's what I love about the package that we're going to be offering our listeners today. I'm just going to throw it out there in case you wanted to know. It's the Julia Loggins Happy Gut Pack. And part of this pack, it's a massive, it's an incredible pack that we're offering our listeners. And I want to thank Julia already in advance for offering this to you, wonderful listeners, because this is phenomenal. It will kickstart you into a healthier way of living and freedom, because when you're able to realize how important the gut is and what we can do, the steps that we can take mm-hmm. to improve the gut. Let's just, Julia, just for people to get an idea, what are some of the diseases or the things that people in society suffer from that are directly related to the gut, and those things that we mentioned, the poor food combining, allergies to food that we think that we're supposed to be having, but we're not, dairy, gluten, all that stuff. But let's just talk about some of the things.
I think the number one thing that people will say, besides pain, gas, bloating,
weight gain,
inflammation, looking pregnant when they're not, is energy.
They're tired.
They're fatigued because they're not digesting their foods, so they're not getting nutrition. They're not assimilating their food. They're not eliminating their food, so there's a toxicity in their body. So one of the most important things you can get out of attending to your gut is that energy that you always dreamed of, that you think other people have, or that you can only get from drinking coffee all day, or whatever kind of a stimulant that you throw in your body that we all know isn't really good for us, but we do it because we're desperate.
Yeah.
And so to find that there is a sustainable program that is easy to follow, that has a few pieces to it that can be taught, that you can do in your own home, that you can do, you know, for yourselves, that is the most important thing I can teach.
Oh, it's a huge gift to humanity. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. And in this pack, not only do you teach people through, there is, you have an audio book of your, I'm one of your, it's just a great, great book. It takes guts to be happy, and you actually help guide people through this process. You also help guide people through a 21-day
yes.
detox cleanse.
A happy gut cleanse.
The
we
happy
do that
gut
as
cleanse.
As a clean. The book is really our textbook, but yeah. you can do that by yourselves at home with that book, because it was made, I wrote it after I wrote Dare to Detoxify. People said, this is great, but how do you actually do this?
Yes.
Please walk me through.
And you do.
And that's what It Takes Guts to Be Happy was
and
is
you,
all about.
And you do. And so with the pack too, the people can read the book.
Yes.
But what I love is that there's the audio version.
Yes.
So it's you, it's your voice.
Yes.
And Julia, she walks you through this whole process and why things are bad. Let's go to the guts. Let's go to the real thing. There are so many people walking around, and it was myself, you know, included, just because, again, of stress and poor food combining, didn't know that I was doing things wrong, and going to the coffee, which
right.
I've learned is, you know, also just like with gluten, it does not do my body well.
Right.
It does not. Same thing with dairy. Does not do my body well. Same thing with sugar. We're going to hit that topic
yes,
really
are.
Soon here.
Yeah.
But let's just go through the average American, the average person that's listening to this program. So many of us are going through life, and it doesn't matter. We could be working out. We could be doing all kinds of, you know, things and thinking that we're restricting our calories.
Right.
Oh, all I had today was one, you know, I had one little piece of this or that.
Yes.
And we're walking around with these bellies, these guts that are just the belly.
The muffin top.
Yeah, the muffin tops and a belly that is just expanding out. And obviously we don't feel good. We don't feel comfortable. But what is that, Julia?
Yeah.
What is that? Because we're not eating a lot.
Right. Exactly.
What is that?
Yeah. So what that is food that's not digested, and it causes that incredibly painful gas, bloating. It also causes inflammation in our whole bodies that just blows us up, where we feel, I don't know if you've ever stood in front of the mirror, I have, and thought, I just want to pop myself with
yeah.
a pin.
Yeah.
I have clients tell me that all the time, because there's an overall inflammation that causes pain. It actually, inflammation also leads to all the diseases that we don't want to get, but it starts right with that food that's rotting in our stomach. It's fermenting in our guts. It's not going anywhere. So if food isn't digesting and it's not moving into our bloodstream as nutrition, if it's not moving out of us, then number one, it's impacting our colons.
Right.
Our colon is the last 6 feet of our intestines.
The last six feet. So
it
how long is our intestines?
Our whole intestines, well, our intestines 26 to 32 feet long.
What?
Our small intestines. But our large intestine is about 6 feet long, and it can hold up to 40 to 50 pounds of waste.
Ooh.
The two most famous celebrities that, you know, John Wayne and Elvis Presley, 40 and 50 pounds each, were the size of their colons when they died. And
that's how much impacted.
That's how much impacted waste
fecal
they
matter?
Had in their colons.
Wow.
You can only imagine how they're feeling. And when, as a colon therapist, even the thin people that I work with, it's amazing how much waste comes out. And why is that? That's because of the processed food that's in our diet.
Yes.
The gluten that's not coming out.
The gluten. We're going to talk about the gluten and the sugar
coming up.
Talk about
gluten and sugar. And also the stress. It's one of the reasons that the food enzymes that I recommend to all my clients and that we're offering here
in
as part of our pack.
Yes.
One of the reasons it's so important is that science shows that people over 40 are not making enzymes in their stomach. And enzymes are those little, I like to call them little Pac-Men.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sort of, I remember that from my kids' video games, those little Pac-Men that sort of eat everything up. And we make those in our, it starts in our mouths and goes down into our gut, into our stomach. But when we hit about 40, we basically aren't making them anymore. Now,
right.
from working with a lot of young people, I can see from their digestion, they're not making enzymes either. Stress can completely stop our enzymatic production.
Okay.
So if we take a food enzyme, which just is the exact makeup of the enzymes that our body's already making to digest food, if we take that with our foods, it can make all the difference
yes.
in the world in our energy, in our blood sugar levels, and our assimilation of nutrition, and our body's ability to eliminate what it doesn't need. So it can change everything. And it's such a simple little thing, but most people don't know about food enzymes. Doctors don't ever talk about them.
No, everything I'll tell you, everything that you have that you mentioned in the Happy Gut Pack is the audio book and the PDF version of that. It Takes Guts to Be Happy. Every single thing that you mentioned in there, most people do not know about.
Right.
It's not taught. And even our own, even a lot of medical doctors don't get that kind of education.
Right.
Either.
No.
So
they don't.
So the enzymes are important. And so with all those feet of intestines, there are also, my understanding is that there are little pockets.
That's right.
So it's not a smooth hose.
Right.
It's not like your garden hose, right?
Exactly.
And so imagine the garden hose, but with like these little divots, right?
That's right.
Or little caves.
And everybody's different. So their colon is, is a different shape, and their intestines
twists and turns.
It twists and turns, and it gets impacted in different places. And where it gets impacted, the colon's really interesting. It's like the eye and the feet, where all the parts of the body and the meridian points and the different points that go towards other parts of the body are all along those points. So, for instance, if you have an impaction in the ileocecal valve, which is over by the appendix, then that's going to trigger migraines. The transverse colon, which goes right across the top of the tummy by the belly button, there's other parts of the body that are triggered there. And the same for the descending colon, which is what leads down to our rectum. So all along there are these points that are attached to all the other parts of our bodies. And when we move waste out of those points, then all of those illnesses can shift.
Let's talk about things that, because in the pack too, you have like tips and tricks to have a happy, healthy gut.
Exactly.
And one of them is, and a big category is gluten.
Right.
So that's the breads, and everything. You go to the grocery store and everything has gluten.
Yes.
Or wheat products, flour. What does, let's say someone says, I'm starving, I haven't eaten all day, and they go and they have a slice of pizza or they grab a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, it's just a sandwich, it's an egg salad sandwich, Julia. I'm
right,
just starving.
Exactly.
I'm starving. I need to eat it. Something.
Yes.
And they eat that sandwich or that slice of pizza. What happens when it goes from the moment it goes in the mouth?
From the moment it goes in the mouth,
it's gonna, like, travel.
That's right. So what that's going to do is that's going to start an inflammatory condition in the body.
A response.
An immediate. That's even for people that do not have gluten allergies.
Right.
That's just for anyone eating American wheat. One of the problems with American wheat is the GMO. So a food that has GMO, basically we're dealing with something that was made to not be digested, to not be broken down.
So your body doesn't know
doesn't even know. It can't recognize it. Our bodies, we basically still have caveman bodies. They were made to eat whole natural foods that were, that were here in a whole form.
Right.
So anything that's GMO'd, the body cannot digest.
And the wheat has been hybridized. The wheat,
exactly. And sprayed and all has all sorts of chemicals on it, which our body recognizes as poison. So immediately that is inflammation. All kinds of, even neurotoxic responses. People have all kinds of responses to wheat. There's people that have ADD responses, ADHD responses. Allergies is a big term. It's a big, broad term.
Autistic, too.
Absolutely.
I understand that children with autism and now young adults
yes.
with autism, the reaction from the, although they're not making that connection when it
yes,
happens.
Right.
But wheat and gluten intolerance is a huge thing.
Yes, exactly.
So then their behavior.
It's behavioral challenges.
And then the doctor says, give them a pill.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. And so taking wheat out of our diet is one of the most important gifts we can give to our gut. That's where we can get that flat belly back.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty impossible to have a flat belly if you eat wheat. And that's when you brought up eating that one egg salad sandwich that you're starving for. And maybe
yeah.
that's the only calories you're going to eat for the
whole
day if you're holding
right.
calories. And you wonder why, when that's happening, why the weight doesn't come off and why we feel horrible. That's because basically we're taking in something that is a poison. And our body now starts to try to fight that. Uh-huh. And the inflammatory response it also slows down our metabolism to almost a stop. Why does the body do that? Because it's trying to find a place to store that toxin, because it doesn't recognize it. It doesn't really eliminate it. That's one of the most interesting things.
It doesn't really eliminate it.
It sticks it somewhere. And that's one of the most interesting things about being a colon therapist and the whole understanding of digestive health, is we think that if our body doesn't need something or is done with something, it's just going to be eliminated. Oh, I wish. If that was true, then the incredible ascension of disease that we're seeing so rapidly in our country, along with the mental illnesses people are dealing with, struggling with depression, all of that wouldn't be true. We are not eliminating it. We're holding on to it. And that's something that's really important to teach in cleansing practices. But if people can just take those digestive enzymes and eliminate the wheat out of their diet and trade it, you know, luckily we're living in a world of incredible choices for substitutes for wheat. There's delicious things, made out of rice, made out of spelt. Everything is delicious, as we were doing with American wheat, but we're just going to be substituting it for other things.
And another thing that you drive home the point and have helped me tremendously is I no longer crave sugar, and I didn't realize that I had a sugar craving, because I thought a sugar junkie was somebody who was, have a bunch of candy bars stashed somewhere. And that's not it, because my sugar cravings came in the form of coffee, because I'd like to have that coffee, which again, and even if I would have almond milk, I wouldn't do the dairy.
Right.
But it was the sweetness, the sugar, high sugar. So all throughout the day, I'm dosing myself with sugar, even though I'm not considered myself a sugarholic.
Right.
I was. And the program that you lay out for people and the digestive enzymes and all of the stuff that you have in this pack, you helped break my sugar habit. Now let's talk about, we talked a little bit about gluten, and it also, I understand, you made me understand that the gluten, when you ingest it, it becomes like a paste.
Yeah.
Like a
flour, and if you've ever sat with kids and made homemade glue in a preschool class, flour and water, what happens to it becomes glue. That's what we're gluing to the inside of our colon. That is not going anywhere.
Wow. So let's talk. So we have the glue,
right?
We have the glue sitting there.
Right.
And then we introduce, let's wash that down with a Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Let's wash that slice of pizza down with a glass of wine, okay? Mm-hmm. What happens with sugar in our body?
So what happens with sugar is it's going to be like a bomb into our adrenal glands. And our adrenal glands, it's a small gland that's in our abdomen. And what an adrenal, most people have heard of adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. And what the adrenal gland does is it's responsible for steady, calm, buoyant energy throughout the day. Mm-hmm. But when we are dosing it with sugar, we're spiking it up, and then it's crashing. And the American diet has, people are getting hundreds of pounds of sugar in them in a year, whereas our great-grandparents and our grandparents might have had 10 pounds of sugar in food over an entire year.
Right.
Now we're dealing with sugar
going to the grocery store, every single product has sugar.
One of the most important things we can do is to get sugar out of our diets. And most people know this, but what people ask me is how. How do I do it? How, number one, I know I'm addicted, or I, like you said, you didn't really know, but if you start tracking it, you can see it. So how do you do that without suffering? How do you do it and keep your energy up?
You tell people how to do it.
We tell Julia people Loggins. How to
Folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Christine Blasdale, and my very special guest, my angel, is Julia Loggins. She's been doing colon therapy for 35 years. Wow. She has a thriving practice in Santa Barbara, and she has something very, very special that we're going to be offering you, our wonderful listeners, in order so that you can support radio stations like this and keep voices like Julia Loggins, who, and I'm telling you, she literally is a lifesaver for me and has helped me. And how we measured myself, right?
Because right,
we've been doing this from the
get-go.
And all of the stuff that all of the stuff that's in this Julia Loggins, the Happy Gut Pack, I want you to know I have tried, I have been using, I have been so ecstatic. I've listened to the audiobook, the It Takes Guts to Be Happy. I've been listening to that. And it really is. It's like a course in happy, healthy eating and how to get that tummy down and also to be, you know, just to have the energy that you've always wanted. And so I have been trying everything and I feel amazing. I have a very special thing that's happening very, very shortly in my life. And I wanted to feel wonderful. And also I'm not vain, but I wanted to look good as well because I want to feel good and look good. And we measured me and you remember how many, do you remember where I lost my?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
How many inches?
3 inches under your bust, 3 inches at your waist.
3 inches at my waist.
Three, yeah. And 4 inches around your hips.
Four.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And my arms too.
Yeah.
Right?
And 2 inches around your arms. And the exciting, and 2 inches around your thighs.
Wow.
The exciting part of that is that every time we would measure, you would sustain the loss from the time before. Even, this is really exciting.
I remember. Yeah.
Even times where you said, I had
last
a day
night,
that I blew it, or yeah, last night I blew it, and I would measure, and it had sustained because the bulk of your eating and how you're taking care of yourself had changed so much.
The whole way I look at eating has changed. Not only that, but the wonderful enzymes that I've been taking religiously are so powerful and so needed. And I'm so very happy that we're going to offer this. This is a very, very special pack that we're offering to you, the Pacifica Radio listener. This is called Julia Loggins. It's the Happy Gut Pack. And in this, she is so generous. She's put this whole thing together. You'll get the Julia Loggins Happy Gut USB drive. Now, this is a USB drive. You can put this in your computer. You can put it in your car. You can listen to it. I have listened to repeatedly Julia's, the audiobook, It Takes Guts to Be Happy, because you do. You walk people through the very basics, and it's so enjoyable to listen to you. And I learn something every single time I listen to it about coffee. Oh, we haven't even talked about coffee. We'll come back to coffee. Okay, because I thought I would never be able to get over coffee. And you, no, I am. I'm done. So there's this USB drive. It has the audiobook, It Takes Guts to Be Happy. Plus, you get the PDF version of that book. So you get the audiobook and the PDF version. You also get Julia's other book, the audio version of Dare to Detoxify. This was normally a 3-CD set, but it's on the USB drive. So that is included, and the PDF version of that as well. So you get the two audiobooks, the two PDF versions. You're also going to get some amazing tips and tricks to a happy gut, things that you can do, and things you, and every single time I see you too, you have a new one. You have something that is new. Oh, you know, you might want to substitute this for that. Make sure that you put this into your diet, switch out certain things. The tips and tricks to a happy gut, that's included, and a shopping list and kitchen makeover report. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, and then we've got just even more in this pack. But it's important for people to know how to shop and
yes,
and what's in their kitchen,
and
right?
To make it easy to have an actual shopping list of the kinds of things that you want to look for. Get this, and what you might think of substituting for this, so that you don't have to worry about trying to make this up or invent the wheel.
No, everything on your list is what you want.
There.
You eat this.
Yeah,
it's, exactly. That's what I want. I want a list that says, eat this, Christine. Yes. And I want another list that says, don't put that in your pie hole.
Yeah.
Do not eat that. So, and then you, in that also, you help people go through their pantry, go through their refrigerator and tell them about certain things that they have in there that they don't realize has massive amounts of sugar,
right,
or might be hiding the wheat and the gluten that is completely destroying our guts.
And the tips and tricks, I literally went through a refrigerator and a pantry and talked about this while I was making so that people
brilliant
could really, you know, understand, oh, that's mayonnaise. What do you substitute for that? Or ketchup. What's wrong with ketchup? That, oh, well, it has tons of sugar, as much sugar as a Coke. So, and then what can you substitute? And the tips and tricks also is like having me right there with you talk through in a really simple way what food enzymes are about, you know, what to do when you're craving sugar. And what to do when you're craving sugar is have some protein. So we talk about protein protein is the key here. It's a big antidote for sugar, and it's a really important one for everybody to understand. Digestible protein.
Yes.
And so there's tricks, to actually help antidote every craving you have, so that
it rewires your gut, but it rewires your mind.
Right. It rewires your brain. So that while you're going through this, you're not suffering.
You're not suffering. And you're feeling absolutely amazing. And after being on this, on Julia's happy gut trip that I've been on, not only do I have better energy, my skin, I've had people come in, especially our wonderful lady at the front desk. She's like, they notice that I've lost, you know, the inches and everything, but they're like, what have you done to your skin? And I'm not changing anything other than completely with the foods that I'm eating and incorporating the digestive enzymes and seeing you. But they're just like amazed at
how you're glowing.
Yeah, I'm glowing.
Yeah.
And my eyes.
That's another sparkly thing.
I've noticed that my eyes are much clearer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that foggy, you know, ooh, days. So we were explaining what's in the gut pack. So the happy gut pack, you get the USB drive with just jam packed with information. That USB drive, by the way, again, you can put it in your car. You can listen to Julia from the audiobooks. You can listen to her on her shopping list and kitchen makeover. You can listen to her, the tips and tricks, her dare to detoxify. She walks you through step by step what you can do. But you also get in this happy gut pack, Julia Loggins, she's got these amazing, powerful enzymes. This is included in the pack, and this is absolutely critical to this journey.
Yes.
Really briefly, because there's more items in here. I'll give a little rundown. You've got the enzymes, Julia's pH strips as well. We'll talk about that, why you want to be alkaline. And then there's something else. I know you just told me there's something else you want to offer. We'll tell the people about that in a second. But the enzymes, again, one more time, real quickly, why is it important for people to have, especially your one, and these are extremely powerful enzymes that we're offering in this pack. Talk about those and the high quality of them too.
Yes, exactly. Well, they're the absolute best enzymes that I could possibly find.
And that's after being 35 years
of looking for enzymes, working with them, because they're so critical to our digestion. And what we're going to get out of taking digestive enzymes, so it's a simple thing, you're just going to keep it with you. You're going to have a bottle in your purse, a bottle in your car, and you take them when you eat, and it helps your body digest your food. So that is going to keep your energy level up. You know,
you take one with a meal.
Mm-hmm. Instead of going to sleep after you eat, you're actually now going to start having energy after you eat. That's a concept, right?
Yes, because usually
you just want to go to sleep because things aren't digesting.
Right.
And it also helps your elimination. So that gassy, bloaty thing helps you poop.
Yeah.
It also takes away that gassy, bloaty thing that happens to so many people after they eat.
Can
help eliminate headaches, because that comes from food not eliminating. Right. Blood sugar crashes. And it will also, all of this, I mean, our skin is the largest organ in our body. So when there's toxins in our body, there's toxins in our skin.
Right.
This is really important for kids with, you know, teenagers with acne. The most important thing for kids who are struggling with skin issues on their face is to deal with their tummy.
Yes.
This is really important for teenagers, kids, and, you know, and for all of us, you know, no matter what age we are, whether it's wanting to have beautiful glowing skin,
we all want to be beautiful.
We do.
And it does. It starts from the inside out. And it's in the guts. Also included in this pack, Julia, you're just being very generous. You have these, Julia Loggins, you have these pH strips.
Right.
Now let's talk about, this is cool because I was like, as a kid, I had a microscope in my closet and I would pretend to be a scientist. I don't know why, but I love the whole science of it, right? These pH strips are fantastic because I remember when I first saw you, I did the pH strip, you know, on the pH strip,
yes.
And it tells you your alkalinity, or your acidity, where you are currently, and that stuff doesn't lie,
right?
Okay, so when I first did it, I was like, wah, wah. You know, it was like a little on the acid side, and then just after a couple times being on this program, on the Happy Gut program, it was only maybe, oh, I would say maybe even a few days, it jumped up. And then now I am in the range. I am in the healthy
balanced.
Range. And tell people what the healthy range is.
So the healthy pH range is 7. The acid range is lower. The alkaline range is higher. We want to be around, right around 7.
7.
And you can, the wonderful thing about having pH strips is you can measure yourself every single day.
Yes.
And like you said, it doesn't lie. And the reason that we want to be alkaline, and it is possible to be overly alkaline, but most people are way too acidic.
Yes.
So they're the numbers they start with. So if you get these and yours, you know, when you start on your strip, it's a 4 or 5 or 6, you're not alone. And that can be turned around. But what happens if your body is that acidic, what that means is your body is, it has to take the minerals right out of your bones to alkalize your body.
Wow.
So what's going to happen?
Osteoporosis.
The best place to fight osteoporosis is to alkalize your body.
Yes.
Really, really important. The other thing that comes with over-acid condition is foggy thinking, depression, low energy, fatigue, and also absolute gut issues. So if you're dealing with over-acidity, there's, you know, acid reflux, arthritis,
yeah.
Absolutely. Any immune condition, and let alone the more serious immune conditions,
you know,
serious illnesses, cancer, diabetes. So all of these conditions can be shifted and made better and reduced or eliminated by creating an alkaline environment in our body.
And if you have an alkaline environment in your body and not acidic, does that help anything? And we're not making any claims here,
right,
about cancer, but let's talk about, does cancer like an alkaline environment,
yes,
or an acidic environment?
Yes.
How's that?
Cancer thrives in an acidic environment.
So cancer likes sugar.
It loves sugar. You know,
and it makes you crave sugar too.
That's right.
What an evil little thing.
Exactly. Yes. It makes you crave sugar. So an acidic environment is the beginning of all disease. And one of the things that we're doing in shifting to being in a balanced alkaline environment, so it's really right in the middle there is what we're looking for, is a 7, is that
lucky number seven.
That means that our body is now working at an optimal level, for it's going to start to heal. It's going to start to regenerate.
Right.
Because the body is a miracle. And it can, there's
and it wants
so many,
to heal.
It wants to heal. And that's one of the things that food enzymes can help us do, for instance, because if we're always fermenting food in our gut, then we're creating acidity.
Correct.
And one of the things to bring it back into balance is just even the simple act of being able to digest our food. So the pH strips are so cool because it's very simple to test ourselves every single day and just check in, how am I doing? And then and it's also really good too because it's very inspiring. If you see you're right,
yeah, it's
on
like
there,
you're getting a good,
you're
a
like,
good grade
I got
on
a gold
card.
Star,
yeah.
And then you don't want to go out and put junk in your body that's going to create more acidity. So it's really cool that way.
No, it's a great way. It's a great way to check your progress.
Yes, exactly.
So to speak.
Exactly.
So in the Julia Loggins Happy Gut Pack, you get the USB drive chock full of all that information, the audio book, It Takes Guts to Be Happy, the Dare to Detoxify audiobook, the shopping list, the tips and tricks to happy guts. And also in the Happy Gut Pack, you get Julia's powerful enzymes as well as the pH strips, every single thing you need to start your journey to a happier and healthier gut and flatter tummy. And that alone would be well worth the pledge amount. We're asking for, with this, the Julia Loggins, the Happy Gut Pack. It's a $250 contribution to this radio station. You can break it down into payments if you want. All of that material, all of the enzymes, the pH strips, the USB drive. But Julia, you wanted to add something else very special, and I think it's fantastic. Tell the listeners what you wanted to add on to that.
Well, I'm super excited to offer a 1-hour consultation with me on the phone or by Skype, or nutritional counseling session.
Wow.
A session to guide people into energy and to begin their happy gut process.
And that is such an amazing offer. Thank you so much on behalf of the listeners, because that is a huge offer. Folks, the in addition, again, to getting all of those goodies that you're going to be getting, you're going to get a gift certificate. You can get a one-hour consultation with her via phone or Skype. You can talk about what's going on with yourself. She can guide you through certain things as well, based on her knowledge of 35 years studying this phenomenon. And it is the future of medicine, I do believe. So you get that very, very special free add-on. Again, time with Julia is time well spent, and she will become your new best friend and angel. She will become your angel. So if you would like to have Julia Loggins be your angel, give us a call right now at
516-620-3602.
That's the number to call to get the Julia Loggins Happy Gut Pack. Again, you get the USB drive with all of the content, the audiobook, It Takes Guts to Be Happy, the PDF version of that book, the audiobook. Also, Dare to Detoxify, the audiobook as well. That was normally a three CD set.
Yes.
The PDF version of that. Tips and Tricks to a Happy Gut. That's where she's guiding you through all these little things that you wouldn't normally know. They're not in the book. They're not anywhere else. They're just from her beautiful brain and from her experience. The shopping list, the kitchen makeover report. You also get Julia's powerful enzymes that you want to take with every single meal. The pH strips as well, so you can test and see if you're acidic, if you're alkaline. And again, the pièce de la résistance. You get to have time with Julia, an hour on the phone in a consultation with her on phone or Skype. That is a huge value. That is yours right now by calling
516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. We have volunteers answering phone calls right now. Please do give us a call, 516-620-3602.
It is a $250 contribution to this radio station, and it will be the best $250 you will ever, ever spend. And if you're thinking about this for yourself, please do it. Please call right now, but get this right now. Also, think about it as a gift for someone that you love.
Yes, think about it as a gift for someone you love. I work teenagers. I work with young people. It's so, so important for kids to learn how to take care of their bodies. And if you as a parent feel like you'd like some support for that, I'd love to be that. I love working with kids and teenagers. I'm working with people who are raising kids, because that level of nutrition is a whole ball of wax in its own. Digestion at every age it's our life. If our belly is happy, we're happy. And if you feel intimidated by any of this, if you feel intimidated even by how amazing Christine has done by giving up coffee and sugar and wheat, and you think, well, if that's what it's going to take, I can't do it. Believe me, everybody who walks in my door thinks I can't do this. And really,
you make it easy, Julia.
It's not that. It really is. This is doable. So
yes.
Don't let any part of this intimidate you, because once you take one step will lead to the next step. That's what's wonderful about having the audiobook, because you can listen to it again and again and get little pieces of it. But believe me, if you just take one step, you will never go back.
Yeah.
And one step will lead to the next. And the kind of health and vitality and energy that you just never imagined could be yours again, or maybe you've never had that. It's, believe me, if I can do it, anybody can do it, because I was at death's door.
Yes.
And if I can put my body back together again and help other people do it, I can do the same with you, because we're partners in this, but it takes a guide. It's just really hard to do all by
yourself. No, you're like a coach. You're like the happy gut coach. and here's the thing with the happy gut pack, not only do you get the resources, the information, the knowledge, which is very, very important, then you get the tools, right? You get the digestive enzymes, you get the pH strips. Those are the tools. But then you're going to get the coach. You have access to Julia Loggins, who is an expert in this incredible field, which I think that I'm sorry, but I do. I still think that insurance should cover all of these
types of
treatments. Oh. Exactly. Because it is so vitally important. It's the root of all diseases in the gut. We know this. We know this.
Yes.
But we dance around about the whole thing. We say, well, this and that, this and that. And it's so vitally important. So if you're someone that is just feeling low in energy, or if you do have that gut that hangs over your belt or the muffin top and you don't feel comfortable in your clothes, you don't feel comfortable in your body. You know how you walk around? I know, because I got to that point too, where I just didn't feel comfortable in my body. I was like, I'm uncomfortable. This big, bright soul that's in this body doesn't feel good, doesn't feel comfortable. And once you are able to take control of your gut,
yeah,
you'd be amazed at how much energy you have. And you'd be amazed that when you do go back into, let's say you go back into the gym, you're like, wow, this is a lot easier. I'm not so tired.
Yes.
I actually have energy to go to the gym. And then you do a little bit of exercise and you go, you know what? I feel a little bit stronger. I feel a little bit better. You sleep a little bit better. It just goes from one thing to the other. It all starts, though, from the gut. So, folks, this is an incredible value. You get all the great content, the knowledge. You get the tools with the enzymes and the strips. But you're also going to get access to your very own personal gut coach and a dear, dear friend of mine and an angel. She will become your new gut angel, your new happy belly angel, Julia Loggins. You get a gift certificate good for one. You can get a 1-hour consultation with her via phone or Skype. So you can be anywhere here in the United States. You can be anywhere and you'll have access to this amazing human being. Again, all for a pledge of $250. That's not a problem, but do it now. You know you tuned into this station for a reason. You know that you've happened upon the show for a particular reason. I believe that there are no such thing as just accidents and just, oh, I just happened to. You needed to hear this. You needed to hear this right now at this moment in your life. And if it's not for you, you know someone, you know your spouse, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your parent, your child. They need this. Call up right now. This is an amazing, amazing offer for you, the WBAI listener, and it's so easy for you to take advantage of this. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 516-620-3602. That number again is 516-620-3602. We have about 10 minutes left to go in the show, and I want to talk about something that is a touchy subject for some folks, but it's the big C, and I'm not talking about cancer now. I'm talking about coffee, because people are like, you can take away my gluten, you can take away my sugar, but don't you take away my coffee. Let's talk about that. What does the coffee do to us?
So one of the biggest problems with coffee is how acidic it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, for people who do that first thing in the morning, wake up and they put something that is so acidic right in their gut. And
it is the first thing that people do
in the morning. And so all of a sudden, this is going to trigger that inflammation that we've been talking about, which takes us to the joint pain, takes us to slowing down all our healing processes, deals with our immune system, which is trying to go out into the world and fight off all the things that we're, exactly, all the things that we're around. And so we put that coffee in, and we also just try to, you know, we jack up our adrenal glands, because it's that wake up that we've all been conditioned to believe we're not going to get in any other way.
And very few of us just have the coffee black.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right.
Because if you're anything like Christine would have to have some kind of delicious flavored, you know. Again, I wasn't doing the dairy.
Yes.
So I wasn't doing milk or cream in the coffee. I would do it an almond milk or some other alternative, but it had to have something sweet, like a vanilla creamery deliciousness, which has sugar in it. So most people are doing the coffee, which is acidic.
Yes.
First thing in the morning, then you're putting sugar in it because you're doing it.
Yeah.
Or worse, some people are putting the artificial sweeteners in there.
Right.
And we can go into crazy mode.
Yes.
Talking about aspartame and all those other, that's probably also acidic.
Yes, very.
And also it's a, what is it, an excitotoxin?
Yes, exactly.
So it excites your little brain cells?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. So not the best, not the breakfast of champions.
Right. Not how, exactly, not how we want to start off our day. And also people use it as a meal replacement, because
once they have that cup of coffee, they're not going to eat.
They're not going to eat. And it kind of fools the body into thinking this is all I need. The other thing with coffee that many people don't know, but one of the things I've had the pleasure of doing for a long time is working with some incredible lymphatic therapists who've mm-hmm. taught me about the lymph system. And what we learn is that coffee, especially with women, really leads to creating cysts in the breasts. So if there's anything that I try to teach the women I work with and everyone who loves women is that coffee, especially coffee in large amounts, which is coffee all day, can really create some cysts in the breasts. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I always work with in women that are struggling with cysts in their breasts is to get the coffee out. The minute you've watched a client, as I have, eliminate cysts in their breasts by dumping that coffee, wow, it's really hard to say that it's a benign thing. So I'm always working with the women I work with to educate them about that because it's most people don't really understand it. And I think just from seeing it time after time and time again, how it really helps women to, when we eliminate that in our lives.
Yes.
And so the other thing that coffee does is it masks it. It's kind of a speaking of fake news. It's like fake energy. So it's not really allowing us to feel to create real energy in our body and to trust that we can create real energy in our body.
Right.
One of the things that I love people to start out their day with instead of coffee, which you can talk about because I know you're doing it, is a protein shake that has all the nutrition. So, you know, for lots of people out there are not breakfast lovers. They don't, you know, not only do they not have time, maybe they don't even feel hungry
but
in the morning.
But they can do a protein shake.
But you can do a protein shake. And I have one that I absolutely love that you're using that that people can find on my website. But it's a wonderful way to start. And you get just as much energy with a nice big alkaline boost of nutrition that's going to go right into your – it's like pre-digested protein. It's a way to start the day and to lift your body up and to lift your mood in a way that's not ever going to crash. It's just going to keep on going. And you could also replace that coffee with green tea, with matcha. There's other things that, you know, can have a little bit of caffeine that are much more alkaline and much better to use than coffee. So, and I know that all of you are saying, yes, but nothing's going to give me that big jolt that's going to get me out of bed. But really, once you start a program where you actually have real energy and your mood is lifted and you don't
need it.
You really don't need it. And it's long-term going to make a huge difference in your health and your energy.
Folks, this is your last 2 minutes, 3 minutes to take advantage of this incredible offer from Julia Loggins, who is my gut angel, my belly buddy. And you can get the Julia Loggins Happy Gut Pack. This is a really phenomenal pack because not only are you going to get the USB drive with hours upon hours of information about what you can do, not only, to bring your belly down, that belly that's over, you know, that you look at and you go, oh my gosh, and you just don't feel comfortable in your clothes and the muffin top, all that. We're talking about what's going on inside your guts, all of the fermented, the food that's just been, you know, sitting there rotting, all of that. We want you to be happy and healthy. I lost a parent. I lost my father to colon cancer. And a great deal of that was because the food that he ate for years and years and years and years were exactly the things that she tells you must eliminate. And it was too late for him. Again, you know, I wish that he was around today and still alive. I would get the Happy Gut Pack for him. I would get a Happy Gut Pack for half of my family. But you have the opportunity to do this. The USB drive is included in that with all the information. You also get Julia's powerful enzymes. And this is a bottle. How many pills would you say that is? How many of the capsules would you say?
60 pills.
60? Okay, there's 60 of them. This is the highest quality digestive enzymes that Julia has ever found. You also get Julia's the pH strips so you can test if you're alkaline or acidic. And most important, in this pack, in the Happy Gut Pack, you have access to Julia Loggins. You're going to get a gift certificate good for getting a one-hour consultation with her on the phone or Skype. She will talk to you about your needs, what's going on with you with digestion, also help you with some of more of the tips and tricks and what you can do to kickstart and get on this. And again, if you do, if you do a 21-day detox or you just start on the road to detoxifying, please do it right now. Again, this is the most important thing. I believe our guts, our intestines, our colons are the most important thing that we need to pay attention to right now to live a long and happy life. And it's your opportunity right now. Just a couple minutes left. Okay, here's the number.
Please do give us a call right now. We are almost out of time. The number to call is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
The consultation on phone or Skype, that is included. The powerful enzymes, the pH strips, the USB drive, all of that for a $250 pledge. Call up the phone answers right now. They will guide you through that process. Julia Loggins, Happy Gut Pack.
This is an amazing, amazing offer for you, the WBAI listener, and it's so easy for you to take advantage of this. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 516-620-3602. That number again is 516-620-3602.
You want to take control of your health. You want to take control of your health. And what's it worth to be around for, you know, a few more years with your kids or your grandkids or the love of your life? What's it worth? It's worth more than $250 pledge.
Call this number right now to take advantage of this incredible offer. It is so easy to do. You just pick up the phone and dial 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. We have volunteers answering phone calls right now. Please do give us a call, 516-620-3602.
Ask for Julia Loggins' Happy Gut Pack. Julia, any last words you want to tell our listeners to maybe encourage them to pick up the phone? I know, and here's the thing too, folks, you have to meet her. So you really want to call up and get the pack because you will absolutely fall in love with Julia. Like I said, I'm so blessed and happy to know you. But what would you like to say to listeners before we go?
What I want to say is this is easier than it sounds.
It is.
It's easier than it sounds. And the most important thing you can do for yourself is to have good energy and to have a good, happy mood and an outlook. It's just life changing. All your relationships, your level of patience,
your
creativity, your work,
career.
Everything is going to come from that. So this is just, it's such an important thing to invest in. And this is really a doable. This program is really, really accessible for everyone. So don't let any part of it intimidate you. It's fun, it's easy, and you're gonna feel better than you ever imagined you could feel.
Or if you just want to lose 3 to 4 or 5 inches around your waist so you can look good in your wedding tux, then do it.
Yeah.
Whatever motivates you. Whatever motivates you. All right, let's give out the number just a couple more times because we're going to wrap up here. Again, it's the Julia Loggins Happy Gut Pack, yours for a contribution of $250, well worth every single penny. And that money is going to help this radio station stay on the air and bring other voices like Julia, maybe bring Julia back on the air as well.
516-620-3602. The number again is 516-620-3602.
Ask for the Happy Gut Pack. Okay, you get the USB drive with all of the audiobooks, the PDF version of it. You'll get to hear Julia. She actually walks you through every single part of this process. It's not that difficult. You're going to get these aha moments. You're going to listen to it and go, oh my gosh, that's what happens when I eat that particular thing or I drink that particular thing. Well, hell no, I'm not going to do that anymore. But you didn't know. Now you will know. You also get her tips and tricks on how you can have a happy gut. Also the shopping list. She walks you through what she's going to basically say, eat this, don't eat that. So you know when you go shopping and you know what's in your cupboards, what's contributing to just that big belly, that big gut that's going on, and you're tired, you know, being tired and having no energy. Plus you get the powerful enzymes, you get the pH strips, all that for a $250 pledge. Here's the number one more time.
516-620-3602. The number again is 516-620-3602.
Give us a call. And if you are called, please remember there's a lot of people calling right now. So just be patient. The phone answers are answering the calls as quickly as they can.
Julia Loggins, I want to thank you so very much. And if people want to find out more about you, the work that you do, and your clinic there in Santa Barbara, where would they go?
JuliaLoggins.com.
JuliaLoggins.com. Okay. JuliaLoggins.com. Check her out. Again, thank you so very much, Julia, for your generosity and for offering this amazing pack, the Happy Gut Pack, to our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Yes. You're fantastic. Wait, folks, you're going to have, now she's going to be your best friend. Okay. This is Christine Blaisdell. Keep the calls coming in at 516-620-3602. We are answering your phone calls as soon as we can, but please do call us right now. 516-620-3602. I want to thank Julia Loggins again for being in studio with me. Stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
Oh, when he wore.
Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
He washed my sins away.
From New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today.
The whole idea of creating any product, writing a book, or doing a documentary, is that you're trying to provide people with tools that will help them. I didn't create any products for the first 30 years of my career. I had books. I had articles, very serious articles, and some CDs and DVDs. And that was all the BAI offered. And then later in 2012, it's the first time I ever offered a product on, and that was because Bertold Reimers and Tony Bates asked me, would I do so? And when I thought about, okay, I'm going to create a product, why? And here's how my brain functions, because I'm always looking for solutions to problems. It's not that I deny the problem. To the contrary, as people listen every day for 42 years now on WBAI, I lay out the problem, just like today. I laid out a millennial talking about millennials and why they should not accept the fact that they're considered dumb and lazy and entitled and unmotivated. And he said, that should make you angry. You should let them know, no, I'm highly motivated. I'm very aware of the world I live in, and I'm going to participate. And it was an important introduction. And then there was another little audio clip from a young millennial talking about how her friends really are dumb. And as far as the world is concerned, they're very bright about how to navigate social media, but they're clueless about the world they live in. But more, they don't care. They don't care about suffering or poor people or anything else, unless they're one. And then my guest was a brilliant individual, one of the smartest guys in America, and he's from Cambridge University and also University of Chicago, and he's a philosopher, and he is an ethicist. In other words, he's explaining to us what we have to do to change, and especially the younger generation, and very, very motivational, and some deep insights. You know, like it was Martin Luther King did not make the civil rights movement. The civil rights.
Gary, everybody, but you know, his show isn't due to be on until 5 a.m.
The same was true for
and I'm due to be on now, so I'm going to have to turn him off there. Now, aren't you glad? Aren't you all so glad that I turned it off? We're actually on the air.
Okay.
So, but we haven't started the show. This is, remember how you said on your blog, pay no attention, the beginning is madness? This is the madness right now.
So where is the camera? This is the camera.
This is the camera.
The camera gets...
And actually, it looks pretty good. You should see yourself because it says Mimi Mondal is watching. Now, I mispronounced it again, didn't I?
It doesn't matter.
No! People's names matter. You know, if somebody looks at me and says Jim Freund, I get pretty upset. It's Freund. Thank you. It's not Freund. So, you know, people should be...
I mean, there's a really famous, like, psychology person who is like has the same last name except one letter.
Yes.
So, I mean, people know how to
pronounce
that.
That's how I tell it. And, of course, my former best friend who created this radio show, her grandfather was Freud's co-author. Margot Adler started Hour of the Wolf. Alfred Adler is the father of modern psychology. Freud was the father of modern psychiatry. So my best friend, who's now dead for almost 4 years, Margot started Hour of the Wolf to this radio show.
Wow.
So when I stayed at her house and when she went to Germany and various places, I lived in this little study that she had, and that study was Freud's room.
Oh.
It had his papers in it. That's like thrilling.
So, and you were the person who was almost Freud, but not.
Well, I was the person who, when we had three mailboxes, there was a fellow here named Bill Young, Y-O-U-N-G, and I arranged the mailboxes. Freund, Adler, and Young. Okay, there's a person who went to university. This is our, this is WBAI in New York City, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, webcasting at WBAI.org, and Facebook thinging, I guess it's casting, on my timeline, Jim Freund, F-R-E-U-N-D. So you all have time to go there. But in the meantime, I think it would be a proper thing to start the show. If the bleeping equipment here lets me. There we go. Let's howl. This is Hour of the Wolf, a Wednesday night, a Thursday morning program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. Well, I promise you, we will have all of them tonight. Our guest is Mimi Mondal, and we will have a review done solo by Dan Persons, and a couple of words about our next reading, and alas, Garden d'Oswald. Stay tuned.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. I went into Solo, A Star Wars Story, debating whether I was going to discuss the film or, more interestingly, discuss how the tendency to round out the edges of a well-loved and long-running character can subvert the original image of the character, and frequently what made the person interesting to begin with. That's certainly the case here. Alden Ehrenreich, who assumes the role of the smuggler Han Solo, just learning his craft in this outing, is certainly charming enough and has a pretty good swagger to boot. But there was a dark magnetism that Harrison Ford brought to the role, even when he wasn't trying to act, that just isn't here. That is in line with the scenario given us. Han is a much younger man here. He has yet to be beaten down by the demands of his craft. We have Woody Harrelson instead to serve as the harbinger of what Solo may one day become. But Solo Light isn't quite as big a sell as the hard-bitten outlaw we were introduced to in the original Star Wars. But we can end the discussion there, because it turns out there isn't much need for it. Put bluntly, Solo, A Star Wars Story, isn't much good. Pretty much from beginning to end, the film exhibits all the earmarks of the very troubled production it was. In case you didn't know, the original directors, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, were fired both for dragging down the production schedule and for trying to bring a more improvisational feel to the production. Both those things are probably connected. And Ron Howard, not exactly anyone's first choice for this kind of thing, was brought in. By some accounts, Howard reshot 80% of the considerable work that Miller and Lord had done, but it's hard to tell. Best that can be said is that the direction is dutiful. It's got all the trappings of the Star Wars universe. It hits its marks in filling in the blanks of Han's backstory, all the way from the when Han met Chewie moment, to why he frequently talks directly to the Millennium Falcon, to clearing up that whole Han shot first thing. But it's frequently done in the most perfunctory way possible, and very often swaddled in an obscuring murk that makes it hard to see what's going on or read what anyone is feeling. Disney should really start paying its electric bill and get some lights in there. I would actually have preferred to spend time with Harrelson's Beckett, or with Lando Calrissian, played by Donald Glover, who manages to channel the spirit of Billy Dee Williams while making his own mark on the character, or with L337, a passionate, idealistic droid voiced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who gets off the most provocative line about robot sex in cinema history. These guys have some juice to them. There's lots of action in Solo, A Star Wars Story. There's some great effect sequences, and some that are just plain confusing. But all over, it feels like something that everybody felt had to be done, rather than a thing that really justifies its existence. What the Thor movies are to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Solo, A Star Wars Story, is to the Star Wars franchise. You can love the character if you want, but his adventures leave something to be desired. There's no shortage of energy to Soft Matter, a new slapdash SF/horror film that just came out on demand. In fact, energy is pretty much all director Jim Hickox has in this ragged tale of a pair of scientists holed up in an abandoned hospice as they search for the secret to immortality, mostly by turning the leftover residents into lobster women and ambulatory garbage bags full of goo. There are intrusions by the goddess of the sea, a guy in a pretty impressive bodysuit whose dialogue is dubbed in by a woman, plus a couple of graffiti artists and a pair of pretentious hipsters who stumble into the place. The bag of goo gets a couple of dance sequences, after one of which one of the very white, very nerdy scientists won my heart by exclaiming, "Oh, Mr. Sachs, you've ruined your fresh kicks." There are adorably scribbled animation sequences, and most of the special effects are handled by the same kind of scrubby animation as well. It's a consciously, maybe self-consciously ragged affair, kind of like an art school version of those old films where the Bowery boys entered an old, dilapidated house and encountered